Welcome back, everybody. My name's Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are in the midst of 2 weeks of Civic Media's Scouty Summer Text to Win Statewide giveaway. You can get registered to win a prize that we give away each hour, all day long, Monday through Friday. Not each hour, but within each show. In my show, it is the 4 o'clock hour, either $100 or Brewers tickets. We do that every day. And then your text will also enter you to win one of our grand prize getaways to either Wisconsin Dells or Door County, including gas money. I think it is fabulous, a wonderful opportunity to start your summer out just right. The word to win this hour, again, just for this hour from 4 to 5 o'clock, is TRIP, T-R-I-P. Be sure that you text that in via our app that you can get for free wherever you like to get your apps from. And again, full contesting rules available at civicmedia.us. Again, that word to win this hour is TRIP, T-R-I-P. Let's get back to the news of the day. We will cover this more later this week, but some other breaking news that apparently RFK Jr. has fired every single person on the vaccine advisory board. All 17 of them gone. the news is just unbelievable these days. I've got great co-host with me this afternoon, Matt Rothschild. Thanks so much for being here, Matt. I have to say, on a real personal level, I'm so happy to have you with me on Mondays, because sometimes it's like, oh, what fresh hell is this? When I think about what the heck we're going to be talking about on Mondays, and I appreciate you being here with all of us to help break it down.
Well, I'm happy to be here today. It is a special serving of fresh hell today, though.
It truly is. I wanted to talk in more detail a bit about what exactly Donald Trump did. I'm not going to go into a ton of the legalities here, because it can get pretty technical. But it is really important to note that, again, this provision that he used under U.S. Code, and again, that's 10 U.S.C. section 12406, 12406, in case you're a nerd and you like to read this stuff, about this stuff in your free time, like Matt and I do so much. This is not an invocation of the Insurrection Act. And sort of to zoom way back out so everybody has this in our heads correctly together, the rule is you don't get to use the military against its citizenry. That's basically the rule in every democracy that you can find. There will be exceptions to that, but they are extremely narrowly drawn, and they have been used less than, like, it would take less than two hands to put together the number of times that they've been used. And the reason for that should be intuitively obvious and simple. If you think about all coup d'etats, all authoritarian regimes, all dictatorships, the key to actually taking over what was once a functioning democracy, the key is control of the military. And if you can convince enough folks that work within the military to follow what many are arguing are unconstitutional orders, and you are able to effectively take over control of at least a substantial portion of the military to, you know, I don't know, suspend elections. To, for example, in response to trumped up threats, pun intended here, right, turn the military against its citizenry that are engaging in protected speech and protest, thereby accelerating conflicts. Again, creating fig leaves of excuse to lead all the more quickly to martial law, which then permits you to squelch and shut down all dissension entirely, right? Like, these are the steps. You will never find a dictatorship in history where the dictator does not single-handedly and with no restrictions at all, deploy the military to quash political opposition. Like, if there's anything that we all should be like, hey, I think I remember something about that in my civics and or history classes, it's the use of the military to squash all political opposition. It's the rounding up of dissenters. It's the imprisonment of journalists. It's all of that stuff. And when you see the active duty military, a full battalion plus 700 plus Marines being deployed by Pete Hegseth against protesters in LA, we're there. That's what's happening. And I just a bit of context around Mr. Hegseth. Mr. Hegseth has been on the record for years belaboring and railing against military lawyers who talk about the restrictive laws about how engagement in these circumstances occurs. Why is that important here? Because this tiny little provision, this never used provision of US code, limits the use of military only to protect federal personnel or federal property. It is entirely protective. They cannot engage in any law enforcement activity. I want to repeat that. There is a bright line under 10 USC 12406. You can protect stuff, federal stuff, meaning persons and property. You cannot engage in any law enforcement. As soon as they do that, they are well outside of the provisions of this, and you would need to be invoking the Insurrection Act. But what is the point of, again, pouring all these troops onto the streets to confront otherwise peaceful protesters with some one-off bad actors that occur in any sort of protest situation? It is to further incite. It is to bring about clashes with protesters. It is to create violence. It is not to create peace. And I want everyone, again, think one thing. These troops can protect federal property. They cannot engage in law enforcement. That is the distinction. I will also note this. Gavin Newsom and the state of California will be suing to challenge the invocation of this particular U.S. code provision because it also says that, quote, orders for these purposes, these protective purposes, shall be issued through the governors. Shall be issued through the governors. So even in this particular exception to the overarching rule, it has to be coming through the governors. That didn't happen here. Didn't happen at all. And interestingly enough, the very language of the presidential order also has not been followed, okay? This is Donald Trump's order itself. And sorry to get into some of the legal stuff here, Matt, and then I'll stop talking, but it's really important. So there's a provision of the statute that hasn't been complied with. Again, orders for these purposes shall be issued through the governors. Newsom hasn't done that. So what's the basis of this? But the order itself already, and if you're watching on Civic Media's YouTube channel or on Instagram, Facebook, X, etc., I'm holding the order. I read it myself. It says this. This is in Donald Trump's own order from this Saturday. Federalization of the National Guard failed, and this is the analysis here, failed to even comply with the terms of the presidential order, which, quote, directs and delegates actions as necessary for the Secretary of Defense to coordinate with the governors of the states and the National Guard Bureau in identifying and ordering into federal service the appropriate members and units of the National Guard under this authority. No such coordination has occurred. Now, here's the really scary thing, ladies and gentlemen, and this is what Bill Kristof pointed out. This order issued by the President of the United States in response to nearly entirely peaceful protests that LAPD had well in hand. Los Angeles and California aren't mentioned once in the presidential directive, not once. It is no way limited in time, in space, in geography. It is an open-ended authorization, and it is not just limited to National Guard troops. It allows the use of any military personnel, not just where protests are currently occurring, but anywhere protests are, quote, likely to occur based on current threat assessments and planned operations. To carry out this mission, the memorandum continues, the deployed military personnel may perform those military protective activities that the Sec Defense determines are reasonably necessary. And the Sec Defense must consult with the Attorney General and the Secretary of Homeland Security prior to withdrawing any personnel from any location to which they are sent. So to recap, President Donald Trump, without consulting any governor, as is required under the federal law that he's invoking, has sent armed forces to the city streets of Los Angeles. The Secretary of Defense, by that order, is now imbued with unilateral authority to send any members of the entirety of the U.S. military anywhere in this nation for basically any purpose he sees fit to deploy them to face off against citizenry. And before those troops are removed from your hometown, from your city, from Milwaukee, from Los Angeles, Philly, Chicago, or Atlanta, Georgia, he's got to get permission of both the AG and the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. I'll take a breath now, Matt, but what we are talking about is so breathtaking in scope and in potential impact, it really boggles the mind and stirs the soul in a way that I haven't felt quite this afraid. My mom's she's 80 some years old. She's planning on going to the No More Kings rally on the 14th. I'm going to be like, Ma, turn on your GoPro and make sure that you comply. I'm complying, Mom, is the line, and put your hands up.
Yeah, I mean, I have Trump's order right here in front of me as well, Maggie, and the last sentence that I'm reading is, the Secretary of Defense may employ any other members of the regular armed forces as necessary to augment and support the protection of federal functions and property in any number determined appropriate in his discretion. That gives Hegseth just unilateral discretion. I'm sure he'll be asking the boss about, you know, how many Marines to bring in. We got Marines going to L.A. right now. And you're right. There is no limit on geography at locations where protests against these functions are occurring or are likely to occur. Could be anywhere in the United States.
It's truly frightening. Folks, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Kurt, we had to rush you, sir. I know you're a vet, and I wanted to give you another chance to express what your concerns were. As someone who understands and has been instructed about, what do you do if you're given an unlawful order by a superior officer?
Yeah, thank you very much. I mean, I got to preface that I served in the 80s. Unless the military code of conduct is radically changed since I was served in the Army, which I don't think it has, the rule still stands. And given everything that you laid out, Maggie, there's one thing I need to point out. The United States military is not like any other military in the world. You can talk about other democracies and how they use the military to take over, but I'm typically a pessimist, but in this case, I'm an optimist. I guarantee you, those Marines are looking at each other thinking, just what the hell is going on here? What are we going to do? Because they already know, at least most of them that, you know, aren't rogue, they already know they're stepping into that zone. The classes were very specific. We were tested on it. They created all sorts of scenarios. And you had to determine whether or not it was a lawful order or unlawful order. I'm telling you, this is going to divide the military. We're going to see what's going to happen, I guess.
Folks, that's Kurt from Madison. Thanks so much, Kurt, for sharing your experience. My fear is that his intention is to divide the military and to end up potentially with a puppet army. Stay tuned. We continue to discuss with Matt Rothschild. My name is Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.